I turn in my chair to face him. First of all, the guy in the video isn't a boy. He's already of age, albeit just barely, because he recently turned 21. And second, my point isn't that he's male, but in general, that more and more people are using these cat and rabbit filters in their videos. As he realizes what's bothering me so much, the expression on his narrow, fine-featured, made-up face changes. Oh, so you're annoyed by those Instagram filters then? Yes. He waves this off. It's just a silly fad. Perplexed, I stare at him. And then he finally seems to remember that this is exactly what I write about for Trends and Views, about flashy phenomena that polarize and divide people into two camps, like skinny jeans that are so tight that it's almost a competitive sport to get your legs squeezed into them, or t-shirts and blouses that are only tucked into the front of your pants. Some people love it, others get annoyed by it. That's why my column is called Hate It or Love It. It's quite normal that there are trends that you follow or that you find annoying, but quite honestly, having to write about them week after week after dreaming of broadening readers' horizons and changing the world with your reports after journalism school,